الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, yesterday we spoke about the Yahud and we said that instead of them following the Kitab of Allah and the Deen of Allah and the Anbiya, the messengers that came from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they instead followed the Shayateen and they began to practice sorcery, sihr, black magic with the Shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So one brother asked me, what are the du'as that we can read to protect ourselves against black magic, against sihr? So I said I will mention to him in the morning's lesson because it's most relevant to the topic. There are three things. Number one, al-muhafazatu ala deenillah. The first thing is that let us first get our act with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order. Let us get our act with Allah right. Let us protect the deen. In other words, protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith comes in Tirmidhi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ihfazillaha yahfazka, ihfazillaha tajidhu tujahak. That protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect you. Protect the deen of Allah, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there to help you and protect you at any given moment, at any given time. Number two, we can read certain ayat that come from Quran, like ayatul kursi. Ayatul kursi is a means of protection. We can read the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah before we sleep. They are also means of protection. They come in hadith as well. We can read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ مُعَوِّذَتَيْنِ. We read them thrice in the morning, thrice in the evening. Hadith is reported in Nasa'i as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ قِرَاءَةُ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ وَالْمُعَوِّذَتَيْنِ حِينَ تُمْسِي وَحِينَ تُصْبِحْ تَكْفِيكَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Riwayat of Nasa'i, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that reading قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ and مُعَوِّذَتَيْنِ, when you wake up in the morning and when you sleep at night, then this is a protection. This will suffice you. There are plenty other du'as we can read, like for example, Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. That is, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that name, nothing can harm. Be it in the heavens or in this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the all-hearing, He is the omniscient, He is the all-knowledgeable, al-alim. So these are du'as we can read as well to protect ourselves against sihr, black magic. Coming to the verse, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقُولُوا رَاعِنَا. That all you believers, do not say رَاعِنَا, but rather say أُنْظُرْنَا وَاسْمَعُوا and listen. Now, what does this mean? This verse was revealed on account of the Jews coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they would insult and they would swear at and they would curse Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would do all of this secretly. Then they found a way of doing this openly in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now they would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would say, Ra'ina. Now Ra'ina, in the Arabic language, it comes from the word Mura'at. And this means consider us, Ra'ina, consider us, look at us, Unzurna, have some regards for us. So this is what they would say in the Arabic language, Ra'ina. This, it comes from the word Mura'at. But in the Hebrew language, in the language of the Yahud, Ra'ina is actually a word of curse. It is a swear word. So many Sahaba radiallahu anhum, not knowing that the word Ra'ina is actually a swear word in the Hebrew language, they also began to say the same word when they would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam majlis. So they would say, Ra'ina, that have some regards for us, consider us also. So the Jews would then mock at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would insult Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would laugh at this. Until a time came when a group of Yahud came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, Ra'ina. And there was a Sahabi by the name of Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. He was well versed with the Hebrew language. And when he heard them saying this, Ra'ina, then he said, listen, alaykum la'natullah. That, O you Yahud, let the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. Let the curse, la'na, the damnation of Allah be upon you. He says, how can you say something like this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then he said that if I have to hear anybody among you saying this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la'adribanna unuqa, I would chop his neck off for him. So they said, but awalastum taqulunaha? But don't you Muslim Sahaba, you say the same thing when you come to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ra'ina? Because Sahaba, they would take this word from the Arabic language. They did not know it meant a swear word in the Hebrew language. So these verses were then revealed. Allah says that, oh, you believers, Sahaba, la taqulu ra'ina. Don't say ra'ina. Waqulu unzurna, say unzurna. In other words, they mean the same. Consider us, have some regards for us, look at us. But Do not say the word ra'ina, because this word is a swear word in the Hebrew language. Wasma'u, Quran says now listen. Listen to the injunctions of Allah. Walil kafirina adhabun alim. And listen, there is a painful punishment for who? For the kafirin. In other words, these Yahud, they are going to see a painful punishment that is awaiting them in the akhirah. Then Allah says, ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم. That the kuffar, the disbelievers from the people of the book, in other words, the Yahud, they and the mushrikeen, they do not wish, they do not desire for any good to come to you from the side of Allah. Yeah, the word khair could have the possibility of two meanings. Number one, wahi. So they do not want the wahi revelation to come to you Muslims from the side of Allah. Wallahu yakhtassu bi rahmatihi man yasha. Allah refutes them by saying that, listen, this is not your choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns this rahmah, this revelation to whomsoever He will, to whomsoever He wills. This is not in the hand of the Yahud. The second meaning of khair is in its literal meaning, that is general. That the Yahud and the Mushrikeen, they do not want any good to come to you from the side of Allah. In other words, they are not sincere to you. Although they say that we are sincere towards you and we are your faithful friends and we are loyal to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are not your well wishes. Because whenever some good comes to you from the side of Allah, then they have jealousy towards you, hasad. Allah says, Wallahu, but don't worry, they cannot stop this rahmah to come to you from the side of Allah, because Allah gives it. Allah chooses this rahmah for whomsoever He wills. Allah chooses to give good to whomsoever He wills. Why? Because Allah, He is Wallahu Dhul Fadl Azim. He is the possessor of great bounty. Nobody can withhold the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us from His treasures. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.